The Penn State scandal continues to reverberate. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee says she is introducing a bill that would immediately suspend all federal funds to any institution if it's found to have covered up sexual abuse of children. She points to allegations about Penn State, but also to 18-year-old Texas high school student Ashley Bellisano, who killed herself this week after telling friends she'd made allegations of sexual abuse to officials. They weren't taken seriously. And in Pennsylvania, lawmakers are pushing for a long-tabled new law on child sex abuse, which includes getting rid of any limitation in which a child can report, because supporters say it can take decades to come to grips with abuse. The lawmakers held an open meeting this week in the State House Rotunda, during which one of them, 78-year-old Democratic Representative Louise Williams Bishop, seemed to underscore that point, speaking for the first time about being raped by her stepfather when she was 12.
I found out when I discovered someone in bed with me. They were doing a little more than feeling and touching. But because they had been such a friend, I didn't know how to react. I was afraid. There was fear. Fear in what my sisters, if they awakened, would think. Fear if I told my mother what she would say. Fear if my grandfather found out, he would have taken a shotgun and killed somebody and went to jail. So I lived with that fear all these years.
Representative Bishop has been a radio host, a minister, a counselor to young men who'd been sexually abused, yet she said she never even told her husband about what had happened to her. We reached her on her cell phone on her way to the state capitol there in Pennsylvania. Representative Bishop, first of all, thank you. And what was it like, age 78, not just to say this, but to say it so publicly?
It was horrible, but the most horrible of all was when the story broke at Penn State, even before I actually admitted it a few days ago. I was still working with young people and working as chair of the Youth, Children and Youth Committee in Harrisburg. There was a press conference, and I think that's where the desire was born in me to talk, where a footballer, ex-football player, male, who was almost 50, came out and said that he had been abused by a police officer next door. If we who have experienced it don't come out and talk about it, it will never be a subject that we can put out front and people can be healed from it.
But how hard was it to do it? You said when you were speaking that you were more nervous than you'd ever been in, what, 50 years of being a public person. But how did it feel afterwards?
Felt very good and still very shaken. I still feel somewhat nervous about having to talk about it. But I know it's something where other lives are at stake. And I don't want them to go through the hiding and the lack of self-confidence that I had as a child.
Other lives are at stake, you said.
Let me tell you why this is so critical, Robin. Most victims later do not find a way in life to earn a living because they're struggling with what has happened to them. Many of them can become drug addicted or alcohol addicted. That's what made me come forth. All of those kids being abused made me feel guilty that I could be sitting on information that would be helpful to them, because for the past 20 years I've spent a lot of time counseling. I have been helpful in talking to them, but I have not been helpful in getting a law through that would protect them.
Well, you're also experiencing what other victims of abuse experience. I'm looking at some of the comments in some of the local papers, people applauding you, but also people just not believing it. What would you say to someone who would say, I can't believe that at 78, suddenly talking about abuse that happened when you were 12?
I had sisters and brothers that I had to protect. I had a mother that loved him dearly that I had to protect. I had a grandfather who would have killed him, so I had to protect him. So I felt the best way to be able to handle this was not to say anything. What triggered my coming out was Penn State University.
Well, so now you're part of this move with colleagues like State Senator Leanna Washington, also a victim of abuse as a child, to change the current laws that now require people with contact with children to report to their superiors. You want to change it to require reports that go directly to police. You also want to get rid of any statute of limitations on when someone can report, create a special state office. But as you well know, the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania is fighting against new legislation, and Governor Tom Corbett is warning about reacting in haste. Do you worry that this complete overhaul might overwhelm the system, might be a dragnet that might get too many innocent people in it? You know, any of the concerns that have been expressed?
I have heard others express that too. And let me be straight up with you. I think it is a reason not to support it.
You think it's just an excuse?
It's been there a long time. It's been swept under the rug a long time. I kept quiet too long. It is time for it to be exposed. The villain that is crippling our children. But now that I'm talking about it, I'm going to talk about it as long as I can, as much as I can, as often as I can, at every place I can. Children deserve an opportunity to be able to talk about it in safety, that they're not hurting anyone. I thought of how my mom would feel. I thought of how my sisters and brothers would feel if I accused their father of sexually bothering or abusing me. So I kept quiet, hid myself around them as often as I could, slept with as many as I could, so that it didn't get a chance to happen to me again.
That's Pennsylvania State Representative Louise Williams Bishop talking to us as she goes to Harrisburg lobbying for new legislation regarding child sex abuse. Representative Bishop, thanks for speaking with us.
Bless you.